You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia is poised to see 80% of the national population over age 16 fully vaccinated by the end of today. The latest figures released on Thursday put the national COVID-19 jab rate at 79.6%. Mr Morrison describes the pending milestone as a breakthrough as states across the country move to reopen their borders, but says more people need to come forward in some states.
Well, what's most important, whether it's in WA or Queensland, is they need to get those vaccination rates up to those marks. And now, until you hit those marks, then those opportunities that are now being realised here in Sydney and across New South Wales, in Victoria and the ACT, well, those same things can be enjoyed in Western Australia and in Queensland. So the real task is to get those vaccination rates to those same levels we're seeing in other states. And, you know, those numbers are lifting. They obviously haven't moved as quickly as they have in New South Wales and Victoria and the ACT.
It comes as Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan revealed long-awaited plans to reopen the state to eastern jurisdictions after months of hard border policies. The border with WA will reopen when the state hits 90% of the eligible population being fully vaccinated, with the rate currently sitting at 64.9%. Ms McGowan said the 90% target was expected to be reached in late January or early February.
We're all aware of the death and misery it has caused around Australia and throughout the world. That is why our approach towards a safe transition plan hasn't been rushed. It's been careful, methodical, and thorough. The most important thing is it is a cautious and safe plan.
And families are able to reunite and travel by air now that borders are almost fully open between New South Wales and Victoria. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet and Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews issued a joint statement highlighting the change, which came into effect today. Victoria has declared that all New South Wales local government areas are now green zones under the state's traffic light travel permit system. This means there are no testing or quarantine requirements for New South Wales residents travelling to Victoria, although visitors will still need to obtain a permit verifying they don't have COVID-19. Mr Perrottet told Sydney Radio 2GB the change was a positive development for business and families.
It's a great thing for people who want to be reunited for holidaying, the business, because it's one of the busiest routes in the world between Sydney and Melbourne. So we're slowly getting back to normality.
And unvaccinated Victorians are still not allowed into New South Wales for travel or recreation. Victoria has recorded 1,343 new cases of COVID-19 from 66,000 tests and another 10 deaths. Meanwhile, the New South Wales government says it's working with health officials in the regional town of Moree due to an outbreak. Moree Plains Shire has recorded 33 cases of the virus, which are believed to have originated from a funeral last week. It comes as New South Wales recorded 249 new cases and another 3 deaths. Residents are being urged to voluntarily stay home under lockdown-like conditions. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says Moree will be declared a restricted border zone area and support will be offered.
We will try and get supplies to those communities in New South Wales rather than them having to cross to get supplies into Queensland. We'd like to put this in place for the next 7 days. It's really important to make sure that we ensure the safety of those townships across our Queensland border.
The ACT recorded 6 new cases and 1 new death. Katherine in the Northern Territory will enter a 3-day lockdown after the town recorded its first case of community transmission, and National Cabinet has met on Friday for the first time in a month. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews flagged on Thursday that he wanted to talk about plans for vaccinating 5 to 11-year-olds in view of the US decision to allow children to get the Pfizer vaccine. He and New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet are understood to favour the move. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.